I can read it. I can read it, Frederick.
Okay.
All right.
If you, yeah, you read it tomorrow.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. We propose that the ACA draft, founder Tony A's Guide to Lifelong Recovery, based on the written and spoken words of the ACA founder Tony A, the book will familiarize readers with his practices for working the 12 ACA steps. It will invite members to learn about and reflect upon their own experiences in light of Tony A's insights. The book's topics, readings, and questions will be structured for use at meetings and to promote fruitful sharing. So let me read the first sentence because I inflected it wrong. We propose that the ACA draft a book called Founder Tony A's Guide to Lifelong Recovery.
Thank you. And now we will let Christine speak on this for 3 minutes because of before we start. Christine, could you raise your hand?
Thank you, Frederick. I'm Christine B, and I did speak at the first of our sessions about the issue of the Tony A steps. And what I reported was that we have contacted the owner of the Tony A steps, asking for copyright permission, and we have been denied. And we've also been threatened with a lawsuit if the WSO uses those steps. That's if we print them or disseminate them in any way. We are an open literature policy. The steps appear in a book called The Laundry List, written by Tony A. And members are absolutely free to use that book, which is available on ebook, in their meetings. But we are not permitted under copyright law to publish those steps or put them on our website. And that information, for anyone who wants to see the more in-depth report, is on our comm line. You can go to adultchildren.org/commline, and you can see the full report of the analysis that we did and the opinion that we received from outside counsel. So this, the proposers of this proposal, we're going to rely heavily on what was in Tony A's book in writing the new book. And that is not going to be permitted to us under the copyright laws. But again, reaffirming that we are an open literature policy, any meeting that wants to use the Tony A book, The Laundry List, is certainly free to do so in their meeting. I hope that's helpful information for everyone. Thank you.
I was muted, so now. Now we will let the delegate from the group that submitted this proposal
have 3 minutes,
and you will be made co-host if you had slides. So, please, delegates, do not chat to that person. Is there anyone to speak about this proposal? Please raise your hand.
Yes.
Molly. Holly.
Yes. Holly Elisa, I'm glad to speak, and I shall begin timing myself.
Sorry. I just want to mention your group number, MA063. Sorry.
No problem. Okay. I'm going to begin timing now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Holly Elisa B. I'm a gratefully recovering trauma survivor. And our intention with this proposal was, yes, to make all of the information that Christine has just discussed fully available to ACA. That's not possible. And so that part of the proposal is moot. What I want to say is that the underlying issue, or to use the cliche, the elephant in the room, still needs to be articulated. And I'm simply going to use my time to say that the translation of this ballot to next year's ballot process will probably include the following. folk are not certain where Tony A's steps stand in terms of status. Are they the legitimate ACA steps? Are they not to be worked until the other steps are worked? Are they even part of ACA? Does ACA endorse them? So the question I'm going to raise and then talk through with, of course, groups, but I want to raise it here with everybody, is where do we stand on the endorsement or non-endorsement of Tony A's steps as not just part of the literature, but where they stand in terms of recovery? You. We have a yellow book that says this is what you work.
And 60-30-10.
Many of us are working alternative Tony A workbooks, which are not part of the literature. So that underlying question, does ACA support using both sets of steps? And if so, where do these stand? Does someone do the traditional steps first, followed by Tony A's? Can someone begin with Tony A's steps? Is this all totally open? And I'm raising it because I find newcomers and old timers.
Holly,
I don't know what this is. Thank you so much. I think I'm done. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. And we can't, Christine, do you want to add something?
Christine's already had a chance to speak as the literature chair, so the main point that I think that Holly brought up was that there is a, in order to introduce another a proposal that is different than this one or takes part of this one, has to be moved to next year.
Okay. So next, we will go into discussion and remind that delegates may speak only once during the discussion. So let us know if you need extra time, and that's because English is your second language or another reason. And we will try not to cut you off in mid-sentence. And please don't repeat points already made. And we will have 1 minute of silence before you can raise your digital hand to speak. So please remember to be respectful to in your comments. Aaron, 1 minute. And when Aaron says it's time, you could raise your hand.
Okay, it's time.
Okay, now you can raise your hands. And just a reminder that when we have this discussion, that you speak to the proposal. We start with CA218, Marcus.
Marcus from San Francisco Bay, occupied Ohlone land. I'm actually uncomfortable with founder Tony A. I think actually it was a group of Alateens that founded ACA, not one individual. And I think the emphasis on one individual in both of these, and the fact that the individual chose to copyright outside of the traditions, let him have those steps. We need our own steps. We can make our own steps, and I think that's what we should do, rather than go on some that are taken out of the traditions by copywriting them. Otherwise, they would be the ACA steps. So I'm in favor of our own steps. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Web 0594 Mayuru.
Hi, thank you. I would stay away from anything that would cause legal and financial issues, because if they're legal, they would translate to financial. And also, as a relative newcomer, I understood fairly quickly that it is up to me. It is completely my choice how I follow the program, including or excluding any literature in or outside of the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Next one is TX131 Denise.
Hi. What I can share is that our literature is already incorporates what we can legally. And as listed in the proposal, all these materials are available. Groups may use them in their original form. And our literature committee already is working very hard and has been producing some excellent new literature. And it's inappropriate to bog them down rewriting what's already available, although we'd be sued. And furthermore, in the scheme of things, I don't think Tony A. would sanction that we spend our limited time and resources writing about his life. I think he would want us to continue working on our publications like the Loving Parent Guidebook, which extends his insights. Personally, I think that's the best way to honor him. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, DC008, Josh.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a thing where I'm just unclear. And maybe this is copyright law. I understand we can't use the book, but I'm not quite sure where the line is of what we can use, what we can't use, what might be adapted. I'm just not clear what is, as opposed to what isn't possible, what is potentially possible here. And I just request some clarification. I don't know if that's asking for legal input or what, but I think that kind of clarification could help us navigate this.
Thank you. Next one is CT087, Yosef.
So hi, Joseph from North Guilford, Connecticut. My question is, the proposal says written or spoken words of Tony A, and I am not certain as to whether there are any recorded versions of Tony A's speeches, remarks that ACA would own and have copyright to that could be used. If that were possible, that might open up another line of being able to use Tony A's material. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. And then it's MA0075, Michael.
Yes, thank you. Just thought maybe when we revisit this next year, given that Tony A is deceased, he can't write anything. So that's another reason maybe to not call it Founder Tony A's Lifelong Recovery, ACA Lifelong Recovery. And then it appears to reference the traditional 12 steps, working the 12 ACA steps. It doesn't say Tony A's. So maybe it's flipped. Maybe it can just be referenced and not published in whatever that publication might be. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is HU0008, Shubbles.
Hi there, I'm Savoj. I'm not native English, but I hope you can hear and understand me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. So I think for this proposal is yes, for my point of view, and definitely yes. It is yes, because I think ACA wouldn't be without Tony A. Maybe it wouldn't be an ACA also, I think. I think it would be an Al-Anon or an anything group without him. And yes, it's strange to be, and I understand he didn't want to post him on a poster, but maybe he loved us, he loved people from other fellowships, and he gave us what he can give. So maybe if there were some memorials about him, what is his role in ACA, because it is not copyrighted. If there's some member who can remember him and can wrote about him, it cannot be copyrighted. Yes, I know that his steps are in another book and they are copyrighted. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this proposal to have a book about him. It would be very strange if you think about another 12 steps programs. I don't want to name them, but to not to publish the author's book.
That's time.
Okay, yes. So we know we have a founder, we know we have authors, and we know we have names. And I think we can appreciate him. Thank you, I pass.
Thank you, Shovels. VA092, Charlie.
I will try to answer questions I've heard come up. One, the Big Red Book actually has a chapter near the beginning called Adult Children of Alcoholics and Its Beginnings. It speaks a lot about Tony A, in part based on an interview he gave to ACA years ago. A lot of the goals, I would say almost all of the goals of the proposed book, are already covered by the book that Tony A wrote. So it exists, it just doesn't exist in our control. As far as the steps go, again, that same chapter notes that in 1984, ACA, by a conference like this, accepted the AA adapted steps. There was an attempt to use Tony A's or make Tony A's steps the official steps at the 2017 ABC. It was rejected. So the conference, at least till now, says we go with the AA adapted steps. And then lastly, regarding a lawsuit, the estate owners, including Tony A's widow, have made it very clear if we do any writing that uses his book, they will sue us. That's just something we don't control. But on the other hand, our Big Red Book, and again, that same chapter specifically says people can use it. The steps can be found online. People can go get the original book. So there's really nothing that keeps
that them
from embracing this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up is MD053 Silani. Hope I pronounced your name correct.
Yes, you did. It's Silani in Maryland, ACA. So after many years of attending all sorts of, in another program, a World Service, when I went there originally, everything felt like it had to be done right away. In my mind, this is unnecessary and premature. I don't know if that's into perpetuity, that we are not allowed to use Tony A's material, and so that would have to be answered. But if it is not, that means that when his wife dies, that it would become available, and there's no urgency. I mean, in my meeting, we read Tony A's steps. And that's basically it. I think we have enough to do without giving more tasks. We don't have enough people to do the tasks right now. So I think not considering this would be a really good idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, CA993, Brian.
Hi, thank you.
We can't hear you.
So one of the things I have concerns about is that developed all with the teens he was And one of the things that can be difficult is
Brian, you are breaking up. You are breaking through. Could you try again? We can't hear you.
Can we go back to Brian? There we go. Yeah, okay. I thought I turned off my earbud. So in 12-step, someone can rise to prominence and really get more than they actually deserve in 12-step. And I believe Tony A actually stepped back to allow other people to work the program. And he worked with the teens, and it was a synergy. And so I'm concerned about how much focus and effort is on this one man who did great things for ACA. But I really would hope that we would focus on what materials we do have and reach out to the things that the fellowship has been very permissive as far as finding things that help us recover. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Then we go to Web 0721, Claire.
Hi, just a quick comment, as this one is not going to get up by the sound of it anyway. I think to promote Tony A any further than his laundry list book already sets out his story quite clearly. And it's available on Kindle for a lowly sum of $10 in Australia. So we use that book and share that, and have bought our own copyright copy for the meeting. So for now, he's very accessible. And I get the spirit of the meat of this proposal to share the recovery and hope. But he's already there in our lives. So thank you. Pass.
Thank you. Next one is NJJ136, Lisa. Could you unmute yourself?
Yes. Thank you. This is Lisa. I think what I'm struggling with is the question of the status of it vis-a-vis our fellowship. The one talk that Tony A gave that I'm aware of on YouTube, he talks about new steps for ACOAs. And once I've listened to that, it's really hard for me to go back. Because in this talk, he talks about the way the Big Red Book's use of the 12 steps can actually be harmful for adult children. And so when I'm up against a situation, like I have a new sponsee, and she wanted to do the yellow workbook together, and after hearing Tony A's talk about the harm it can do ACAs, to go back to, you know, making the amends and writing a list of all the ways on, you know, I have all these defects of character and everything, and just the differences in the steps. I just wish there was more clarity. I understand the copyright stuff, but I just wish there could be, it's hard for me to explain why about the Tony A steps. So I just wish there was more clarity about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. CA1331. Sorry.
Thank you. I'm Zoe. I would support the development of steps within our literature process rather than adopting steps that were written by one person. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Then there is no more hands, and we will go on to the poll. And could we share the options on the screen? So Tamara, could you read the proposal?
Sure. We propose that ACA draft founder Tony A's Guide to Lifelong Recovery, based on the written and spoken words of ACA founder Tony A. The book will familiarize reader with his practices for working the 12 ACA steps. It will invite members to learn about and reflect upon their own experiences in light of Tony A's insights. The book's topics, readings, and questions will be structured for use at meetings and to promote fruitful sharing.
Thank you. And then we have four options. I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. B, more information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to future ABC. C, I would like a motion to be crafted to delegate this matter to the ACA World Service Board for assessment and possible action that could be taken before the next ABC. And then D, I do not support the ballot proposal in any form. Brad?
Okay, it's ready. I'm launching it now.
Good.
It has been launched.
2 minutes.
Yes.
That's time.
Okay, closing the vote now. And bringing up the summary. And sharing my screen. Okay, and the results show that 80.4% of the voting said, I do not support the proposal, and we were over 100% of quorum.
Thank you, Brad. And that means this proposal is dropped. And yeah, the time is